Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hear ye, hear ye. The slate may be gross, but the takes, they will be fire. We are excited today. We are excited. The Titans are back. The King's not going anywhere, and neither are we. We're just going to give away winners today on this show. It's the Swolecast, week 9, here on RotoGrinders.com.
You gave static from the Swolecast? I was like, nope, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Give it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro, live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Fresh off the heels of a just tremendous week 8 here on the Swolecast premiere first look show, we're back. David Kitchen here alongside Mr. Tuttle 05, Dan Gasper, Davis Matic, and Peter Overzet. Guys, how goes it this week?
You know, good? Just 25 degrees outside. Like
it's brutal.
We can just hibernate. You know, no one expects anything out of us for the next 3 to 4 months. You don't leave the house. What is it? Thursday, the sun is going to be, you know, gone. When's daylight saving time?
Sunday. Never Sunday. On a Thursday.
Yeah, Thursdays would have been quite the day.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be dark at 4:37 Central Time. Like, it's over, man. It's over. Like, just prepare to gain 8 to 12 pounds of blubber. And just settle in.
I think they call it bulk season.
No, they just call it being a fat fuck.
That's the bulk season is the greatest PR move for
eat whatever for you men. Want.
Yeah, yeah, just to ever invented. You didn't get we'll just fat go ahead. Bulking. Yeah,
we'll just go ahead and say that the dad tax off of the Halloween candy was a little more than it has been in recent years, just because I wanted to teach these kids about inflation. So that was really me doing.
You said Joe Biden said I had to take 25% of your candy, yeah. Bud.
Kids, sit down. We're going to talk about Bidenomics real quick.
What was your go-to? What were you taxing specifically?
Twix and Kit Kats. Easy. And if there's any Sour Patch Kids, some of those too.
Kitchen being a chocolate guy is the chalk for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Literally so.
Pete's a little fruity, I think. the Skittles, maybe?
That's coming to a cold open near you.
Yeah.
The Skittles, maybe? I don't know.
Actually, no. I'm a chocolate. I mean, I'm not a big sweets guy in general, but last night we were giving out Reese's and Kit Kats, and I dipped into those toward the end of the night.
Your first Halloween as a dad.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's special. Okay. We actually had our neighborhood, but we went to a friend that is rich, so we could go to their neighborhood because they had full size candy bars that their neighbors were giving.
Wow. Out.
Is their name Dan Bach? Was that the name of the friend?
Yeah, this was Dan's name.
Cal pairs.
Yeah. Cal's just giving away lottery tickets. It is in his bucket for those ones.
I mean, that is like unironically, that is like totally the move though, is to give away lottery tickets. That is the GTO thing.
The kids,
to give
wow.
away.
Yeah. My way back when, so my mom has like a big family, and it used to be our Christmas tradition. You do like the white elephant Secret Santa type gift thing, but everyone would put a lotto ticket on it. And it was like this really fun thing. And I don't even remember the exact specifics, but one of my aunts won like 3,000 on it. And it led to this huge divide about people were like upset, or was like, that was supposed to be mine. And then I was like, I guess no more lotto tickets after that. But lotto tickets are very fun for
So speaking from experience, if you're with a group of people that are not big on gambling and you want to get them in on something like that, this is what you have to do. You have to say, we're doing these all together. We're scratching them all off. We're checking all these numbers together. Yeah. And if the prize pool is over five figures, the sicko says, I will get the money and I will split it up evenly amongst all attendees.
So there you go. There is a, it's like a social experiment. Like, would you rather have, the 100,000 rats and the, bear or whatever. This one was a buddy gives you $50. To gamble, you win $100,000 off of that. What's the move towards the buddy? Give him a high five.
Give him you got to make 10%, right. whatever.
Half.
You don't well, what, not half.
What? What no, was? I need more details. What? Yeah, like, how was? There needs was to be more loan? Details. Or like,
I'm sorry. There's no room for context when it comes to internet memes.
Like, no more context. It's 10K and move on. If there's more like.
I think details. That was my gut instinct too.
You're tithing basically. You're 10%. Yeah. I said it has to be more than 10%. I said anywhere from the 25 to 50% range.
Let's make this DFS related. Let's say you buddy asks for a lineup or a base of a lineup, and you give him the lineup, and he binks with it. Now what are we talking?
15%.
I'm doing a tip, a 10 to 15% tip there.
Yeah, 15%.
What kind of tip you guys give normally? It's a tip is 20% minimum.
But this isn't.
You got to adjust for the size of what we're talking about.
This may have happened. This may have happened out of personal experience. and I felt a little slighted off of 10K. I'm not gonna lie. So 100K was the bank.
Yeah,
I felt
and 10K. You felt slighted. Yeah,
a little slighted.
I mean, I won a million, and I did not get 15% of a million. Let me tell you.
Well, no, there's a reason. Did you give him the lineup? That like the actual lineup. You didn't play this lineup anywhere else.
Yes,
a buddy. Buddy had no input. It.
Yeah,
this was This was he had already qualified, Davis.
We had agreed to legal terms beforehand. Like
That's different. Yeah, that the reason you're talking like actual staking and you actually have an agreement and things like that. That's different. Yeah.
But it has to be. I don't think you could feel slighted, right? Because that plays out 100 times, 99 times you're giving a light up. That's they're like losing money or whatever. You know, so you got to take on like the downside part too.
I'm not gonna lie, it felt a little light.
Well, let me give you guys an example of this actually happened to me. So at my old apartment, my neighbor is like, I do this NFL fantasy playoff league, like literally down at the local bar. It's all of like the townies, and it's just like the classic ones. You just do a draft or whatever. And he invited me to come play, and it was like $100 buy-in for a team. And it was like 30 guys. It was a pretty big pool. And I won the first year. So I'm like the asshole that they bring in. And he was like, just by the way, like you need to tip the manager. And I'm like, how much? And he's like standards, like 20-25%. And I was like, that tax felt like pretty high to bet. I just did it, right? Because I got invited to this. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. They use it to pay for the food or whatever. But I was like, that's a pretty steep tax on winning this.
Yeah. We are revealing some character though with this question. I think that was the whole intent.
Yeah.
Ekham says $50 and cut off the friendship immediately. John Paul says high fives are the move. Who doesn't love high fives? So
anyone who is very deep in gambling, like who has been doing this for their entire adult life, like understands it's a pretty tenuous thing, but you can't leave your buddy high and dry. You cannot
get high and dry. Anything off of recommending DeAndre Hopkins last week. I got nothing.
Okay.
I also put in Dak and CD.
Touting is different.
I put Dak and CD in the FanDuel lineup. What did I get from that? Nothing. Just a few high fives on Twitter. That's okay.
The free roll probably cashed.
That's okay.
Are we going to talk about the week nine slate? Or
yeah,
no,
we are. We are.
We're just having fun here. Boys being boys.
We're going to get into all of the week nine. Just amazing plays. Shout out to the NFL for just robbing us of...
it's not a bad slate of games. Week nine is not that bad. It's just the context of the DFS slate is.
Look at the available quarterbacks, which you will in a second, and you just kind of see like what this slate is. But before we do that, I want to get into the oversets overview.
Got that dog in a fight. Got that dog in a butt. Overset overview. Come on.
All right, guys, it is November 1st, which means Chalktober is officially over. The 40% owned running backs can finally stop hitting. Mercifully, it is over. Mentioned it was my first Halloween with April. I posted a photo last night on X, and someone responded that they never would have guessed I was a father. I was having a hard time interpreting what that meant. But I guess when you spend all of your waking life in your basement making fantasy football content, you don't really give off fatherly vibes. So, touche there. Also, last night, Dan Bach went full siege on Twitter complaining that his pizza didn't arrive promptly. I don't know if you guys saw this. Said it took 90 minutes and they weren't answering the phone. But here's the thing, Dan. Next time you need to tag the pizza place on Twitter, that's how you put the clout to work. You don't subtweet a pizza place there. So Dan, just a little pro tip for you next time the pizza isn't coming all snippety there to you. Will Levis took over for the Titans last week and threw four TDs. And this is the point in the story where Kitchen pretends he was all in on Levis from the beginning and claims him as an appendage of his tout tree. That's exactly what's going to happen, right, Kitchen?
Yeah, I mean, it's already happened, I think.
Davis Maddock won a showdown contest on DraftKings on Monday night for a cool $3,500 thanks to the Raiders defense and a Lions onslaught build. My favorite comment in the replies came from a user with Donald Trump laser eyes, and he just said, "This lineup illustrates how stupid showdown is."
It was a very good comment.
But anyways, since then, Davis has launched a new premium Substack. It's called Little Baby Shippers, where for $9.99 a month, he'll do one-on-one showdown coaching with you. So make sure you're subscribing to Davis's new site. We are on to the week nine slate. We shipped off our best game to Germany and are now left with only one game with a total over 45, but nevertheless, we persist around here. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, just some amazing quarterbacks in action that we cannot play this week. Going into quarterbacks, looking at Dolphins and Chiefs, Bills and Bengals, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and dare I say tomorrow night, Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans. I don't think you guys understand from a boots on the ground take how quickly Titans fans went to doom and despair. Let's just get rid of it all. To we just found our franchise quarterback after just
we do one, know we hang out with you, Dave, who is the most perfect proxy. Well, for
Dave, a fair
weather
I do
Titans
know because fan. I saw the Arizona Cardinals fans do the same thing after Josh Dobbs beat the Dallas Cowboys in week three. So I literally no, I saw the totally exact different. Same thing not that long
totally
ago.
Totally different because we have seen totally Dobbs different, in the past.
Dude. Totally different.
We've yeah. seen Dobbs with like four different teams in the past.
Yeah, when was totally. The last confident QB for Tennessee?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's an actual question. Who was it?
Well, Tannehill in 2019, I mean, Tannehill he only threw about seven passes a game, but he was all right.
So that's Vince what's going to happen here, right?
Vince Young was the last, like, fantasy relevant where you thought he might do something. And I'm not saying that Will Levis is a future first ballot Hall of Famer, but the key
is not
here.
But not saying it.
But I'm not saying it. That's the key, is that
all right,
just
well, can we talk about the games? Can we talk about the games that are on the main slate for week nine sure. NFL DFS?
Real quick, though, Chig Vember tomorrow, right, Dave?
That's the take.
Chig yeah. dropped a 40-yard bomb.
He's going to redeem himself tomorrow.
It was pretty bad.
I will get on board with this Will Levis stuff if he can unlock Treylon Burks. If he unlocks Treylon Burks, all will be forgiven.
I don't know if that's within his powers, bud. That might be.
Dave's prayer circle on Sunday has to unlock.
Man, I mean, yeah.
You got to get the congregation to put the hands on him, and then we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
I said that Dave and Eric Decker were getting a prayer circle last week for Will Levis, and it worked.
And it worked.
So now it's Traylon's turn.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, the bags are full of DeAndre Hopkins. The unfortunate part is they're also full of Ryan Tannehill. So
yeah, Deshaun Watson.
It is what it is. Okay. Let's go. Let's hit up the quarterbacks for this week, because like we said, it is gross.
Well, there's two dudes who are projected above 20 points. They are Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson. There is one additional quarterback who is projected above 18 points. It's Dak Prescott. Then by my count, the entire slate then outside of Bryce Young, whoever starts a quarterback from Minnesota, Bajent and Clayton Toon are projected between 14 and 16 DraftKings points. So the reading between the lines there is actually very similar to last week, which would be if you have a take, and if your take is Sam Howell, if your take is Gardner Minshew, if your take is Geno Smith, whomever it may be, one, you should ride the shit out of that take because the field is not riding it with you. The entire field will be playing Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Dak Prescott. I would say, I don't know, Tuttle, what do you think? 40% of the single entry contest will involve one of those quarterbacks probably. So ride that take. And if you are a game theory bro, I mean, I guess you better be. And Pete did say it's no Sims November, but I mean, if you get the right answer between Hurts, Lamar, and Dak, again, you are going to be dusting the field because a lot of the time, I mean, we've already had slates this year where no quarterback on the main slate beat 20 points. And if you find the one guy who does get 28 and has a stack come along with him who gets 30, like you're winning with the snowflake in your lineup level of domination.
What right. I'm hearing, Davis, is it's vibes-vember. Vibes-vember is how you just follow your heart.
Wrong. I don't think a vibes-based system this week is bad in any way, honestly.
Okay, well, who better to bring the vibes than $4,500 AOC? Aiden McConnell.
I mean, David, sadly, I would like to agree with you. I actually think Aiden O'Connell is going to be above 10% owned in the contest I like to play. I actually think going to play him.
And people love AOC.
He will be played. And now you got Taylor Heinicke, who's starting this week for Atlanta. I mean,
all right, can I launch my first terrible take of the show?
Yeah.
Heinicke doubles with the Jordan Addison bring back. Can I interest anyone in Heinicke unlocking? Like, it would just be so GD poetic if Drake London and Kyle Pitts hit in the first game ever together.
Isn't Drake hurt?
He said he's fine. He did get banged up, but after the game, he said he's
fine.
The
worst part of that take isn't even the Atlanta stuff. It's forcing a bring back with Jaren Hall's wide receiver.
Dude, no, it's well, first off, he's going to get benched at halftime for Josh Dobbs. Like, you can all already see into the future and know that's happening. But the Sims, Peter, they don't really like the bringbacks. That's like far and away the number one thing I've learned this year is that the Sims believe people are over bringbacking, particularly in these lower total games. But it's vibes based November.
What's the total rush share in that game gonna come out to? 60% plus?
Minnesota's offensive line is so brutal that I just don't really think they can afford to do it. Like I think that part of it is that Madison's terrible. But they just can't, like, they're going to be in 3rd and 7 all game if they try and do it.
Oh, gosh. These quarterbacks, AOC, Heineke. I'm looking at, like, if you sort any projection system by points per dollar, you are just going to get some real winners. PJ Walker, Mac Jones, Gardner Minshew.
So Baker. Let me ask Tuttle then this question. So you're getting basically an extra $700 to $800 in savings, like going down to Aiden O'Connell from the Baker Mayfield, the Gardner Minshew types. Is it enough savings to make him the overwhelming punt QB from those other guys?
No, not really. It will be interesting to see how it shakes out. I think we have enough value elsewhere too, where it's like the 45 to 5200 is not going to matter. It's pretty obvious where when Davis has like an on brand, like an actual accurate ownership take with quarterbacks, you know, it's going to be a pretty obvious week. So like when the high price guys are going to take up nearly 40% of single entry, like I think that's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Looking at this, but there's so many cheap guys but there's so much value at the other positions where I don't think O'Connell's going to get steamed. Unless people like really, really feel like they
want to. No, dude, I think he is going to get steamed. I think he is legit steamed.
I just don't see it. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't see it. I think you'll see people take stances.
Will,
like we
will,
to take, like,
will Daniel stance. Jones get steamed? Will Daniel Jones get
no,
steamed?
No, this is kind of where the issue is and why you're seeing O'Connell as being like an okay option and why he might get some ownership is because where else do you go? And your summation to start the show was pretty spot on in the sense that, like, if you have a stance, take it. And when I was doing my very limited research up to the show, I had an initial stance. Then I'm like, no, this guy's too bad to take a stand on. But he hasn't even been mentioned yet, which is kind of saying Dak, something about this.
I slate. Have one, no, too, and I'm wondering if you're going to say it.
Derek Carr.
Dak?
Okay. That's not even that gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's like the top 5 or top 6. That's where he's being drafted in the underdog drafts too. He's like a top 5 option this week.
Oh, I didn't even see this comment in chat. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Carr, you actually have some stackable partners with him. The issue Dak? Is the other side of the ball, but what's that?
We already mentioned Dak like 4 times.
Yeah, Dak's part of the 40% ownership in single entry lineups that or contest that Davis was talking about earlier.
Yeah. I have a real gross one. Like I have an actual gross one that I'm interested in.
I bet we could all name who it is.
Does it rhyme with Dak?
Does it rhyme with Schmam Schmal?
No. Tuttle's on it.
I got it.
It's Mac Jones. The Commanders are just waving the white flag, and they were already the worst secondary in football. They're giving up like 40 points a game. And yes, the Patriots have no wide receivers. I hear that. But this DeMario. Is a good spot. Mac Jones hasn't been bad this year. He just doesn't have any help whatsoever. DeMario Douglas, it doesn't even seem like Devontae Parker, he wishes, is going to play. I also kind of like, I think you could do it with Hunter Henry. Maybe Gesicki gets some more looks there, but I don't even know if you have to force a ton. But like, if you're going to give me AOC versus Mac Jones at $400 difference in the ownership gap, I'll take Mac Jones every single time.
Mm. Yeah, and I think Mac will go like completely unknown. Who do you stack him with?
It's DeMario Douglas. That's the only one.
It's DeMario. Yeah.
Or Hunter Henry, I think.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you're double stacking Mac Jones.
Well, who's he throwing it to? He's got to throw it to someone.
Douglas.
You could do the Ramondre stack. I see that one in chat.
I think this would be my issue with Mac Jones, which it would just be like they're like down to playing like Jalen Reagor. And it's just like, I don't know.
Tyquan Thornton. There's the.
You must not have seen. You must not have seen Big T's flowchart to know that this is a nut spot, I think, is what the verbiage is for.
What's the flowchart?
You haven't. You didn't see the flowchart,
Big T? I missed this. I want people to know I came up with this take on my own, but I'm now calling it the blow the load spot of the week. It's Mac Jones versus the Commanders.
Blow the load. I love
it. What about Bryce Young this week?
I don't hate it. I mean, what is Thielen cost? Like 8,700 by now. so that may be Adam Thielen is unironically $7,500 Adam Thielen. I mean, I can't. No,
that's not who you pair him with.
Mingo.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I don't know. That doesn't really do it for me.
3,400 Mingo with Bryce Young.
At the end of the day, I'm probably just going to do what all my fellow slappies are going to do, and I'm going to play Lamar Jackson, and I'm going to pair him with Mark Andrews, and I'm probably going to call it a day. I'll probably do one Lamar with Andrews, one Hurts and Slappy Smith, and then I will do a vomit stack of some degree, and I don't know what that vomit stack is yet. It will
we
not
do,
be.
We could do Geno. We could do Geno.
Yeah, Geno. How about JSN looking like a real boy out there, scoring a touchdown in a game where Lockett smashed and Metcalf got 14 targets? How about that?
Oh man,
people are saying Andrews. People are saying
if you play Andrews, are you not playing Trey McBride as well?
I'm just going to go ahead and say there's a decent chance Trey McBride already had the best game of his entire career. I'm going to say.
Oh
that.
Gosh.
That's not even that big of a diss. Like,
correct.
Like 26 he had the most PPR points.
He had the most expected points in a game and of any tight end all season.
At halftime, I thought I had made a brilliant swap because I had to swap because I played Taylor over Kamara.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Oh, not in cash. Is this cash?
No, he played no, I played Tony Pollard. I played Pollard because I'm a donkey.
Oh, I played Pollard as well. I played.
Did you do the Purdy Hollywood Kittle swap?
It wasn't Purdy and Kittle. It was Burrow and Chase. And then I had to choose. I was $300 cheap or short of McBride. So I had to use like a rand. I think I did
he
Drew
played
Sample.
Colby Parkinson.
Drew Sample. And it like at halftime.
David, why don't you ever come into the secret chat and be like, guys, my lineup is dust. What do I do? Like, this is like what
it,
I
it
do.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Late
I
swapping
would have made,
in cash is what I do.
I would have made the correct swap if they just ended the games at halftime. It was the second
totally,
half.
Totally. Yeah.
That really
I love that. Let's just pull back. This year, Davis has played Irv Smith in cash. And Kitchen has played Drew Sample. And
by
Josh.
The way, did we see 4 for 45 for Irv Smith last week?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They're trying to get him going. They're trying to get
you were just
going.
Early, Davis.
He fumbled on the goal line. He stinks.
We got to get that guy to Tommy Tremble. All dude
Tremble's
does.
Been, yeah, he's a gam.
All right, let's move on. Or actually, we got to create a DraftKings lineup. And Pete, I want you to tell people where they can expect to see this lineup.
Yeah, looks like inflation is hitting DraftKings. Only 2 free rolls up in the lobby right now. There is, of course, the 5K Guinness time challenge, but we are going to keep going back to the 5K challenge DoorDash and Clay Matthews Sunday football series, a tournament name that just rolls off the tongue and is easy to say and share with friends.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Pete, you get first pick.
We play the best plays around here. We like going back to the well. We like martingaling, doubling down. Jonathan Taylor.
Oh.
So what was the excuse they came out with for the second half usage? What was?
I still haven't seen one.
What was the follow up there?
I've not heard anything conclusive. Yeah.
That bonus was just like lurking there.
What was it? 3 yards or
just 5 yards? Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Can I go? If we're just donking off and doing the same dumb shit we did last week, I'll take $6,800 Tony Pollard against the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh,
all right, we got Kitchen's cash game lineup from last week.
This will be the only exposure I have other than a Mazda Miata worth of Tony Pollard in all these dead best ball teams. Man,
this is the best ball copium lineup.
Dude, I wanted a Mazda Miata so bad when I was like a teenager.
They were cool. That they were cool so 18 fire. Years ago. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go now. A lot of people might be playing this guy in cash, and that's Aiden O'Connell. I'm gonna go on the flip side and do something that people probably aren't thinking of right now, but they will. And that's Giants defense.
All right,
2300. Let's lock it in.
You had me really scared there for a little bit.
Ah,
I was real scared.
David, right. What will Giants defense be owned in the massive $50 double up this week?
After I said it, probably 40%. yeah. Just kind of get that uptick and moving the lines there. Tuttle?
Let us go kind of chalky currently, but we're going to go Chris Olave.
Nice. Well, then let's just stack them up.
Yeah, let's go car. Yeah.
All right. We'll ride the car stack.
Car Olave. All right. No one has ruined this yet other than me. So that's pretty good. All right. We bring this one back.
Only Davis 20 minutes ago. Sims say we're forcing bringbacks too high. They just can't help himself to force a bringback here.
I've been saying again. I've been saying this before Sims ever did. Yeah. I want some credit there.
What does the buy low model say?
Said buy low model already fraud. Put Chris Olave in our lineup. All right. Let me do my. I think DeMario Douglas is going to end up being super, super popular. Oh, yeah. Let's do Hunter Henry at tight end.
Oh,
I like this because I think Kmet will be the common bring back as well.
Yeah. What did Kmet have? 10 catches in that
10
game?
Targets, 10 catches.
Wild.
Yeah.
I'll still allow a DJM bring back if that's where you're headed, Davis.
All right.
I'm afraid of Marshawn Lattimore. Davis.
I'm going to take Nico Collins against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the rebound play from last week where the Slappies played him. He didn't get there. The Slappies, it always is the week after.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, that means I can't play. I was going to play Mingo and let us go two stud receivers, but that changes things. So
you can spend all the salary you want, Dave.
That's right. I'll just I'll just go go big and I can't play CD because we got Pollard. Let's go to Cup. Let's just plug him in. See what we get this week.
That's the kind of analysis I like. Let's just plug him in and see what we get this week.
Actually, no. Let's go to AJ Brown.
I was gonna say you could spend $100 for the best wide receiver in football tied to an actual good quarterback.
Let's go to AJ Brown. There we go.
Brett Ripien.
Wow, AJ Brown more expensive than Cooper Kupp.
As he should.
Kind of wild.
This puts us in a little bit of a weird spot, not gonna lie.
No, we double. Yeah, we just play. We play Shahid, and he gets 27 points on his three targets. I don't know why you would doubt that.
Gosh,
you know my. It's so hard to pull the trigger on guys like that. But
here's what you don't understand. 4,500,
nonetheless.
This is what you don't understand, Tuttle. If you would just log in to Zone versus Man Twitter, you would see that Zone versus Man had this peg already. You like obviously they all knew that whatever scheme the Colts were playing last week, that was the scheme that Shahid always gets open against. And it's clearly the explanatory variable, and there's nothing else that can explain him getting there on 18 routes.
Let me just say, when I searched Twitter before Monday Night Football for Davante Adams, after I had locked him into the captain spot,
and
the top analysis was cover two defense, blah, 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 blah. Over 74 yards because 67% of the time.
Oh, I didn't honestly feel
good about that locking.
It was a reverse thread the needle situation because the guy had two go routes that could have gone for over 70 something yards.
That's not reverse thread the needle. I was going to say, thread the needle. And David, if you knew anything about betting these thread the needles, you'd actually know that the last 60-yard catch ruined it because his line is 2.5 catches. So he had gotten – the needle had been threaded. He had over 100 yards and a touchdown. It was like 150-1 payout. And then the last catch broke the thread the needle.
What? His line was 2.5 catches?
Shahid or Adams?
I'm talking about Davante
Adams. I was on Adams too. I wasn't tracking the situation.
Well, it also wasn't a reverse thread the needle because he had like two catches in the game. So it's also missing the point.
It would have been. He would have had like, he was on, it'd be like three catches for like 150 yards and two touchdowns.
So that's still not Davante a reverse Adams. Thread the needle. That's just a regular thread the needle.
Whatever.
It would have been an epic snack.
Hang on. Can you pull up that lineup real quick once more? I just want to let the listeners and viewers know a little etiquette thing. If you guys win any money this week with a single player that's in this lineup, you have to send each of us 50% of the proceeds. So I'm talking about a single guy in here as producer Sosa frantically tries to get these back in here after he cleared it out. But yeah, if I see a winning screenshot with Nico Collins and one of you guys wins the Millie, that's $500,000. Just that's correct. Etiquette, right? That's what you do.
That's
in
etiquette.
This
yeah.
This is what
all
I'm,
right. You're good, Sosa.
Sweat yeah, this is
what I'm saying for week 8, I gave people the showcasing DeAndre Hopkins take, which they did, and then also
showcasing it for what?
For their future franchise Hall of Famer. And then, not to get rid of him. It doesn't matter how we got there. The point is we got there. And then also CD and Dak. I didn't get anything back. Which is
I've great. Actually been.
You know what? If you want to give something back, you like and subscribe. That's what you do. You like and subscribe. That's how you can help us.
Totally.
And, if you actually played a 2-2 Atwell last week because we said to put it in the lineup, then you know, that's your own fault. So let's move on to running back, please. We've got a bunch of gross running backs that we can take the chance on. The question is, do you want to take the chance on them? Davis has already answered it.
I can't actually don't think I can really play Tony Pollard with my own money anymore. I mean, maybe I will by Sunday morning because, you know, every DFS site will increase his projection by 20% of what it should be based off pure hopium. And he is 6,800, and I don't know, maybe the Cowboys finally play a normal game with a normal game script. It's all possible. But, I mean, the best plays at running back, I think Ramondre looks pretty strong. I think Chuba Hubbard looks pretty strong against the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, I will probably go back to. And then, I mean, you know, just like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Can't get fooled again is what I always say with Bijan Robinson. 6,000 last week, 6,100 this week. Yeah, I mean, I will probably play Bijan in cash this week, I think. I don't know.
What?
I gotta think.
Wow. Yeah. You're playing a Falcons player in cash in week nine.
It's not like the headache thing was just like it really was. It's not anything they stepped. He played 74% of the snaps last week. He got targeted 5 times. He had 11 rushes. What more do you want from him? Like the role is as good as it's going to get.
Oof. Hard pass.
Dude, it's Wednesday. I'm working on the cash shell right now. I'm not gonna lock it in and say if you send me a 109 and play me this week, it's for sure gonna have Bijan in it.
Okay, with all this value,
people are done sending me 109s after I've dunked on them 2 weeks in a row. I'm sad.
With all this value around, isn't Saquon kind of in the mix?
No.
Yes.
Not in cash, in tournaments.
39 touches. Yeah. He's in the mix.
I was going to say, so like 5 years ago, this has stuck with me. I got mocked for saying Adrian Peterson was going to get 30 carries against
You did. It was Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch, I believe. And you said they were going to combine. Maybe not Marshawn Lynch. Maybe
it was AP like 30 carries.
You said these two running backs were going to combine for 60 touches.
That might have been part of the bit, yes. That's realistic with Saquon. Like
it's less realistic with Daniel Jones though.
I don't think I'm not like, isn't this guy like one hit away from permanent neck damage or something going on?
Yeah.
So like they're going to play a conservative. If the Giants have their way, he's going to get 30 touches.
I mean, Tua's was one hit away from like retiring.
Yeah, that was rough last year. But I mean, Saquon, you can do it.
He seems like the safest play at running back. You're over here talking about playing Bijan.
The thing is that, and this is really the element we've come to expect on DraftKings now, is just that when you're in that price range, you like every wide receiver better. I like Lamb. I like Kupp. I like Brown. I like Adams. I like Metcalf. Like,
but not so this much week. You can't like those guys over. I mean, half of those guys you just mentioned have big question marks and red flags this week.
We're trying to help you out, Davis. You've got people like Johnny Footballs. Can you pull this quote up on the screen? He says, Davis, what's your cap on head-to-heads that you'll accept? Just curious. I'm not a cash player, but it sounds like it could be a fun little sweat.
There you go. Drumming up some business on a Wednesday afternoon.
If I think you're bad, I'll probably play you to 535.
If I think
you're fine... Like, if I think I'm break even against you, I'll play you to 215.
Do you think Johnny Footballs with a Z is, you think he sounds like a good cash game player?
Johnny's been crushing on Underdog. He's probably distracted on DraftKings.
Yeah, I don't like that. When I say good, I mean, do you have access to establishtherun.com or RotoGrinders?
Well, obviously,
or
they're watching this show.
Optimize.
If they're watching this show, Davis, it self-selects as an extremely sharp audience. He's trying to get a jump on the competition.
Well, some people watch the shows and then they're like, I'm going to IKB and play MBS in cash. Like, I've gotten some of those, so you never know. But I have
I
want to
know how much – I want to know – I want you to play Johnny Footballs. I want to see how much of a fun little sweat this is. So tell him the amount to send you for a head-to-head.
Send me a 109. I'll scout it out. Go. And then if you're bad, we'll play for more the next week.
He does not.
All right, you can send a 215. You can send a 215.
He says optimizers, Davis, ups it to a 215.
Optimizers are up here in Johnny's head.
Johnny Football is a brain builder. He's a brain player. He's a brain builder.
Builders are friends of the show.
Despite the Z in the name, he comes off as above average intelligence.
I don't think this guy's bad. I'm probably trading Rake versus him, but whatever.
All right. Well, I want the
this
update.
Is how Jason Robbins wins.
This will be good. Okay. All right. Let's talk about like risky running backs that you guys like this week.
All of them. They're all risky.
I'll give you my favorite. I was shocked that Jerome Ford even played last week, and he still was almost neck and neck with Kareem Hunt in touches. It's pretty clear they want him to be their lead back. And now you have him at 5,300 versus the Cardinals. I think Jerome Ford gets back to 70%, 75% of the running back rush attempts here. More capable of a big play, I think, than anyone else in that backfield. So yeah, I like Jerome Ford.
That's a pretty gross take. I like it.
So your read on the situation is you think they want Ford to be the lead guy.
I mean, they should. I thought they were going to put him on IR, and this guy came out after not practicing all week with this ankle sprain, and he had similar amount of touches as Kareem Hunt.
Well, wasn't like he only played like two snaps in the first half, though. What was
I right? But know, I'm saying just the fact that he was already out there that sure. much. And now we have a full week of practice and a really good matchup home versus the Cardinals. They're not going to throw the ball much here.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Davis, you have to choose between Hubbard, DeMarco, or Cam Akers.
Cam Akers isn't even in a conversation.
Yeah,
Hubbard, scored a touchdown last week.
My flag plan is Bijan. I will be probably 100% Bijan last week. I'll probably be 100% Bijan again this week.
Amazing.
I want the DeMarco conversation because he's in my early builds. He's looking like he's actually going to be chalk. I know his workload's been like massive the last few. Does this not feel like a rug pull situation eventually?
They've already rug pulled.
Rug pulled him the first when he was
the reason. The reason why
last 2 weeks.
The reason why he's flooding optimals right now is Damian Williams is on the IR, and so none of the work that was being given to him is being projected anyone else. They're going to call Corey Clement up from the practice squad, and that's going to move like a point and a half off DeMarco, and he's going to stop flooding the optimal.
No, you're wrong. Playing Cleveland. Tony Jones is already getting projections.
Wow. Playing Cleveland right.
sounds gross.
What do we think Cardi has for the Arizona backfield split on a Wednesday
also,
afternoon?
Keep in mind, they don't have Dobbs anymore okay. back there. So this gives even more
Clayton Tune. If anyone's unfamiliar with Clayton Tune's work, he's like kind of fun, actually. I don't think he
was in a fun system in college, is
sure. Yeah. But like, I love watching.
That's 100% where it stems from.
No, but I like watching these air raid guys try and do it in the NFL. Like, obviously, a lot of the times they're terrible. But like, I don't know. Give me Clayton Tune over Tommy DeVito. Or Stetson Bennett or whatever, like just these statues who offer like nothing. Like at least I know Clayton Tune. If they just ran mesh 70 times, the dude could throw for 280 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. Is it Tune like super old?
Pete, pull out the book. Pull out the book, Peter.
God, yeah. The perfect pass.
This is why you like Case Keenum and
yes, on our absolutely. Yeah.
Timmy Chang,
ironically,
big Timmy Chang guy as well.
No, that's maybe before my time.
You don't remember Timmy Chang? Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
He's the coach at Hawaii now, right?
Mm-hmm. What time did you say your heart out is, Kitchen?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, 15 minutes. Let's get on to wide receivers.
No, everyone has to flag plant a shitty running back. Mine's Bijan, Peter.
I just
yours?
Did mine. Jerome Ford.
Tuttle.
Oh, I can't. Wow. I mean, the way Davis frames it, Saquon's a shitty play, so that'll be...
No, come, you cannot have the high...
I'm going to go back...
God,
I'm going to go back to a guy that is just... He's the alpha in that system, and eventually it's going to happen. Rashad White.
That's not shitty enough, I don't think.
It's not?
Yeah, that's not really...
I think that counts.
No, yeah, everyone hates Rashad White, so I'll give it to him.
5,600, that counts as a shitty play.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm really left with scraps here.
Say Aaron Jones.
Is Ramondre shitty enough?
No.
Yeah, I think that's
number one points per dollar.
We're giving Dave Rashad White, and I'm not getting Ramondre.
No, you. I really. I thought. I thought people are going to play Ramondre, and Zeke's going to score two touchdowns. That's
I really thought
happen.
One of you would have the courage to say that the Eagles getting Hubbard. Their starting right guard back was going to free up DeAndre Swift to have his first 100-yard game.
That's not a gross play.
He's not.
That's
bad
not
enough.
Gross. We're trying to do. That's you asked for gross plays.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We have different definitions of gross.
Whatever. whatever, man.
Like a Packers running back would be gross if somebody wants to use Aaron Jones.
I said Aaron Jones. Yeah.
Bijan, right. Aaron Eisenberg is missing the point. Everyone has already bailed on Bijan. It's week nine and
It's not bailing on Bijan. It's bailing on this.
What, David, you get what I'm saying? My username on DraftKings is Davis Matic. Everyone can just send a game to it's just my name, DavisMatek.
He searched Short King, but nothing came up.
All right. Let me make this point on Bijan. Then we can move to wide receiver, which is that everyone has already put Bijan in the Drake London, Kyle Pitts bucket, right? Where it's like, it's not happening for him. It is completely different. Bijan's usage, I mean, it's not been amazing, but it has been good. If you take out the headache game, I mean, his workload looks like a B-plus running back workload.
It is a pretty big rug pull, Davis, that you wanted to do the exercise of making us get really gross running backs, and then you're like, mine's Bijan, who projects better. Because
everyone hates him already. We're already there, dude.
There is a narrative behind it. And honestly, he's got Tyler Algier that could vulture touchdowns from him. So I will give that to you, Davis.
All right, let's move on to wide receiver before Dave's heart out.
Yeah, it is funny, though, that you are going to lock Bijan in on a Wednesday. You've already locked him into 100% of your contest, but Saquon was just a gnaw wave from you. That is a little funny.
He's fine. Okay, again, let's move on. Wednesday.
Let's move on to wide receivers, please. You got to play one expensive receiver. Who is it?
AJB.
Because CeeDee Lamb is showing up in the optimals.
Yeah.
I don't even like $400 price difference between those two. I don't even know how it's close.
Yeah, it's not close. But this will be the week Devontae is the alpha.
I was gonna say, I think for me, I think I'm clicking Devontae.
It was week 17 last year that Devontae, or was it week 16? Yeah, that Devontae.
Week 16 against the 49ers was Stidham.
Okay.
Right.
I actually think the 125 AJ Brown seems like a person that would actually be like aware of the 125 yards.
Great read, Tuttle. Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
So he's like, I have to keep getting this because I'm completely aware.
Well, you want to go even deeper than that. He also, I think, is very aware that he and Tyreek Hill might be in like a single season sort of situation to see who can get more receiving yards. Yeah, no doubt about it.
They both are on pace to break the single season receiving record.
And the Eagles also, as an organization, care about records. They care about awards. They care about these things. They've shown us this stuff in the past. They've like made
decisions. We've seen the Disney World pick with Jalen and AJ.
I remember a couple years, for the past few years, you asked Davis for a take. He says, well, the projections tell me that so-and-so is point. Now it is the Eagles organization as a whole care about records.
It's vibes Vember, Dave.
It's
Dave. It's that I have evolved past needing just the projections because the projections are only
you are the bell
the starting point.
You are the
wait, who was the one that faded Kobe Bryant when he went off for like 80? What was
Wiggins.
The
that was Wiggins.
The narrative.
Wiggins. Oh. Kyle and TJ and I are in chat. Just like I think he played Gordon Hayward over Kobe Bryant instead.
Like how many points did he need? What I mean, it was some absurd number.
He just
but
wanted to get
clear.
50. He got 50 in his last. All right. Game. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say though, CD was targeted an absurd amount of times last week, so it's not that hard of a just to see that he is.
The only reason it's close is like if he had had that game 4 weeks ago and then had you had like reversed the order of his games, like AJ Brown would be outpacing him in ownership by a wide, wide margin. You're just paying the last week touchdown tax.
And Zay I think Flowers. You could make a real argument that that was not something the Cowboys are going to make. Like it's not, they're not going to build the entire offense at it. It was like a 1 week to be like, okay, CD, like please stop complaining so we can run the dang ball 2.3 yards per carry.
Zay Flowers still sits at 5,700.
Look, I like fancy Wandale Robinson as much as the next guy, but I might be done with Zay Flowers in tournaments.
I mean, literally, his price tag has not moved since week three.
You mean JSN if he didn't score touchdowns, that guy, Zay Flowers?
Oh, JSN is actually getting this real targets now.
Right. I mean, he had an A dot of like zero last week, but
Zay Flowers is the reverse thread the needle guy last week.
David, you are not understanding the like that is right. That is roughly right, but they're not.
Credit Dave as the inventor of the reverse thread the needle. It will tilt Davis to no end.
It is the reverse thread the needle, right? Like you said.
He DraftKings doesn't let you always take the under on yards for guys like Flowers.
This is how
like
we're you spending can't. Our time.
Yeah.
Lawton thinks on what David thinks reverse thread the needle.
No, I got it right.
He did get it right.
Davis was not. I just
want it on the record. I was at least a little bit wrong about Zay Flowers. His A dot is higher than Jaxon Smith-Njigba's. So congratulations. Congratulations to him on
7
that.
Targets, 5 catches for 19 yards last week.
All right. Can I get a terrible take out of the way while we're here early?
Yep. Yeah.
Michael Wilson over DeMario Douglas in tournaments.
Bring it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's $500 cheaper, but I would also enter Mingo into that conversation as well. Yeah, because Mingo's playing all the snaps.
Yeah.
So 3,400 there. Wandell.
Probably 3,500. Wandell, like you're glad you took him in the last round of your best ball teams, but like at this stage, I just don't really know if he's got any, like, can he get 16 DraftKings points? I don't know.
You guys got to get better at your terrible takes. You got to get better at your terrible takes.
Okay.
What do you got?
Darnell Mooney, obviously.
Oh, okay. All right. It's too far. It's too far. You have gone too far.
What? I'm scared of Marshawn Lattimore.
Okay.
We're going to have a little shootout here.
DJ Moore like moves all around. They run him out of the backfield.
Darnell Mooney, 100 yards and a touchdown.
Tuttle, you actually missed a chance to use a terrible take on a guy who was in the $1 million lineup last week. One Mr. Michael Gallup, $3,600 leverage off of popular CD. That would have been a terrible take.
What did Gallup even do? I said to play him. Right?
Do you know what Gallup did? It allowed him to play Trey McBride at tight end instead of Jake Ferguson, who scored more raw points. I was kind of shocked.
Too far from the guy who took Pollard. You know what? Fair.
I would have thought if you would have had me look at the Millie Maker and be like, what was the winning stack? I would have thought it was like a Sam Howell skinny stack to Jahan Dotson that allowed you to get like AJ Brown, Lamb, McBride.
But it's now coming back to me, all of the picks, and I'm getting increasingly frustrated that I did not receive any tips because I said Pittman was going to be the squeaky wheel last week as well.
He didn't even get 100 yards, bud.
He got touchdowns and lots of targets.
I think he might have gotten out targeted by Downs.
Downs got lucky. Pittman's 6,600 again, 13 targets last week. And they started off. The thing is, they start off. That's when you know the narrative is real, is when, like, in the first drive, they get 5 targets.
Okay. I mean, that's actually true. Yeah.
Because those plays are scripted. Can I ask Tuttle a question? That's what's going on with Christian Watson? He's under 5K. Like,
the offense is terrible. that's the answer. There's no elaboration. Green Bay's offense is terrible. I mean, we saw it even when Aaron Rodgers was there. They don't want to run plays. So you have we're looking at like a super slow offense, and now they're terrible on top of it. So like, they used to kind of be able to get there based on efficiency, and now they just can't do that. He's cheap enough where like one big play is going to make it look all right, so it's not the worst.
I mean, he got 9 targets, including 3 end zone targets. It's just like, well, one, Tuttle, do you think this report about Sean Clifford maybe playing is true? How true do you think that is?
No, they can't jump ship that early. I hadn't seen the report, but that'd be too early to jump ship.
How much longer is left on Love's contract?
I don't know. They play him out the year, though, for sure.
Didn't Levis leave Penn State because of Sean Clifford? I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe they think they got their own Will Levis.
All right. I got a couple other wide receiver takes. McLaurin, when Dotson ends up as inevitable chalk, when Curtis Samuel doesn't play, just play. Like, Dotson will be the most popular cheap wide receiver, but play McLaurin instead. Keep going with the downs train. Tyler Lockett over DK Metcalf, but JSN is a perfectly cromulent Baltimore Ravens bring back being the terrible element there. And I do think that Atlanta-Minnesota game has just a smidgen of a chance to be fun, but really the element there is, I think I'm ready to say this on the show. I think Jordan Addison is him. Capital H. I think he's him. I think he's really he's good.
Yeah. Seeing what is happening at USC this year with the receivers definitely clears the concerns, because it was weird seeing Addison just dominate at Pittsburgh and then not being really like he did something.
They rotate their wide receivers. Like no wide receiver USC wide receiver plays more than 60% of the snaps. It's like a Lincoln Riley thing. He did it with Caleb Williams.
Like when I know that he's not playing as well as people expected, but when you actually have a good quarterback that doesn't have to lock into the best receiver on the team, that also really hurts.
Only other ones I think Davis, did you put Nico in one of our lineups? Yeah. I think flop lag on the Texans wide receivers, both him and Tank Dell. And then I also think a little flop lag on Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Godwin's probably too expensive, but stuff with that Houston and Bucks game, I think could be a little fun.
Yeah. Would agree with that. All right. Let's create a FanDuel lineup.
I'll get a card out in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Man, well. If I have a bad week in cash, the Swolecast audience is going to be rich. They are sending the head to heads. They are coming in thick and fast. Love it.
Amazing. I'm not getting any invites.
Well, they know you play too good. They know you don't use an optimizer.
They know you might show up with Drew Sample and no one wants to.
That was because of a previous suboptimal situation.
Drew Sample. How do you end up on Drew Sample?
I've been there before in Dave's spot where it's like the only way I can get the player I really want is to take a zero somewhere else. It's never a good idea, but I've been there.
So I'm just looking naturally at the pricing for the first time. We do have to play Tony Pollard at 6,600, right?
That's so cheap. Yeah. I mean, he'll be chalk.
Yeah. Davis, lock button, your boy.
Should I deposit on FanDuel this week to play my sweet prince?
To play a chalk Tony Pollard? Davis, get
your Bijan in here. Bijan's only 7,100 too. You can just play all the disappointing running.
Will he even be that? This is the thing that you would have to answer for me, Tuttle. Is are people on FanDuel like are they just going to play the projections on Pollard, or are they fish enough that they're like? Not even fish enough. I don't know. Maybe this is smart to just be like, this projection's wrong. I'm not playing him.
No, 66 is too cheap. You might like, once we're getting into like the mid sevens, maybe on FanDuel, you're talking about guys like, okay, this guy's sucked this year.
We got to go. I'm getting added in another channel for my meeting. So Pollard, I'm going to throw in Josh Jacobs.
Sure.
He's not a prototypical FanDuel running back. And then
all right, let's do Lamar Andrews. We barely talked about the best quarterback play of the slate. So let's do Lamar and Andrews.
Okay. Pete.
Let's play the cheap D. Put in a cheap one.
Let's get Mike Evans in this lineup.
Okay. And we go Panthers versus Minshew.
I think that's fine. Mike Evans. Should we mini correlate him with Nico
or Dell? What's the price difference here?
I'm saying you don't have to.
We don't.
Nico is 6,800.
Nico.
Tank Dell is really better on DraftKings if you think about it.
What's this? We don't have.
Oh God, I have no. I can't do that.
Let's go flex. Let's go Ramondre.
Okay.
And then
our best lineup ever here in like 2 minutes.
That gives us 6,500 average for
we need Lockett or Metcalf here.
Metcalf's really better on FanDuel.
DK,
FanDuel wide receiver.
Who gives us 5,800? Who in their right mind would take Tank Dell over Darnell Mooney at the same price?
Yeah, we got to put in Tuttle's flag plant.
Who in their right? Mine. No, I mean, I can't even do that.
Tuttle, you can't give out this take and then not put your money where this fake lineup's mouth is.
He's not the exact same price as Tank Bell. All right. You got to put Tank in there.
Look at this. Tuttle has too much integrity for a lineup that no one tails.
The only thing I want to talk about now is Davis, you mentioned Andrews. Is it a double tight end week?
I mean, it was last week, so it probably will be again this week. Am I right?
That's how probability works, yeah.
I think any slate that Travis Kelce is not on, it's going to be pretty hard for me to co-sign with playing two tight ends. I just think that's a tough sell.
Okay.
You either have
Don't do me, bro, but send me a percentage when you...
Exactly.
That was good. That was very good content.
So double tight ends, exactly. You can really only do when there's elite, like David's just talked about with Kelce, or if you're breaking the salary floor with McBride last week, where you're going under that 3K that you can't open up if you go with
3K. An astute point by Mr. Tuttle 05.
We've also got Njoku going up against McBride on the other side. Other than that, yeah, it's whatever.
Darren Waller revenge? Is nobody talking about it?
But isn't he hurt? I don't trust him.
Yeah, he hurt his hamstring.
Hamstring, he's not coming back from that.
I mean,
it's been the hammy for a while.
I got a couple terrible takes at tight end. I mean, obviously Gesicki. The first one being Pitts. I think Pitts is, again.
Like all in on this Atlanta offense.
We've been freed from the tyranny of Desmond Ridder. Like, I think people really are underestimating just how bad he was.
If this hits, I want you just to do a PR campaign for Arthur Smith and just tell all these fantasy and NFL guys that they need to back off.
I hate him. Arthur Smith is I'm 31 years old. I've been really following the NFL for 20 years. He is my least favorite coach ever. Not even close. And then how about one Mr. Taysom Hill? It's going to be leverage on a popular stack. The dude is running routes. Taysom Hill is going to finish as the fifth highest scoring fantasy tight end again, but he literally is doing it all. He actually has more carries inside the five since Kamara returned than he did before. And projections are never going to account for him the right way, but especially on a week without Kelce, I think he can be the highest scoring tight end in any given slate.
I like it.
Okay. All right. Terrible take, Tuttle. What was yours?
I've left you with nothing, David. If you can't connect to the Darnell Mooney terrible take.
Oh, that's right.
I also have I have a terrible underdog play for those people itching for the pick 'em tonight.
Ooh,
yes. This is the worst thing I've ever touted.
Okay.
Ball State at Bowling Green. Ahmad Edwards over 15.5 Ball State. Over 15 and a this guy is like Chris Hogan at the end of his prime, where he's just out there. He's just running straight lines. He's not getting targeted, but he's on the field. Nonstop.
You could have given out a good one because BGSU is a good one.
Give out winners. You want to drop your Venmo too so people can tip you after they win?
Yeah.
No.
Cash App. Okay. Davis,
hold on.
Put up Tuttle's Bitcoin address. We need a little QR code.
Okay. Davis, final thoughts.
I just go with God this week. Do your Lamar Andrews, Bijan, and build from there. But just remember, it's as Peter said, it's vibes based. November. Don't let the computer tell you what to do.
Pete,
everybody, get your head to heads over to Davis this week. He's flush with his little showdown shipper cash.
Not anymore. I got 3 109s in the last 5 minutes.
Blooded the water.
All right. Is that your final thought?
It is.
Sorry. I'll say sometimes things don't look like they're going the way that you had planned. And you think that maybe it's going to be tank season and everything's going to be a fire sale. And the next thing you know, you're being invited to watch a future Hall of Famer during the Shipcast. And that's where I'll be tomorrow, watching Will Levis with the ship chasing crew and JJ late round QB. So he's staying up and watching this. So we're going to be on together. So tune in.
That's the ship chasing channel tomorrow. It'll be fun. Also, you got to check out that thumbnail. We got Dave photoshopped
it
on
is,
the
it
Will
is literally
Levis.
One of the greatest thumbnails I've ever seen.
I might have to go buy some mayonnaise to put in my coffee.
Tomorrow, you should.
Chick member, Captain.
All right, that'll be it. I'm 7 minutes late for a meeting. I'll have to just understand. We'll see y'all next week here on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace.